Okay, continuing now our interview yesterday about the fear of participating in the municipal of Beit HaMikdash HaKohanim. Reb Nachum Baruch Kist Rav Tzadchet Amir Alev, Sherem Baruch Basar, Reb Nachum Baruch Kist Rav Makarga Arabona. So Reb Nachum Baruch Kist, he put taxes on the Arabona to pay, and Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak was very upset with him, sent him a message. He told him, Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Avarta Adi Oraita, Va'ani Navi, Va'ani Chtubi. You're being over on Sukkim that are found in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, and in the Ksuvi. Where do I find this? Adi Oraita, you were over on the Oraita, the Sim, Ap Chovei Va'amin, Kol Kedoshel V'yadecha. Amar Moshe L'Sinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ap Chovei V'amin, meaning, Afilu B'Sha'a She'atam Nechavei V'amin, even when Klal Yisrael is underneath the Shilton of the Goyim, Kol Kedoshav Yiyu B'yadecha, those who are Kadosh to you are still in your hands to protect. V'heim Tuku B'rag Lachon, they are the ones that are gathered underneath your feet. Thank you. Tell me, Rav Yosef, who are the Tukul Raglecha? Evo Tamil Chachomim, this refers to Tamil Chachomim, who are Nidchak Tefshin, Raglehem, Yilir, Yibinan, Vizinah. They simply wear their feet out to be Tukul Lashon of Nidkaket, something that wears down, Yilmot Torah. They are Yisami Dabo, Dachar continues the Pasik. Why do they go Yibinan, Vizinah? Yisav Vizinah, the Yibrotav, Shomakom. So here we see that they are biyadecha, and therefore we don't require defense expenses. On the Nevi, you were over on the Potik in the Nevi, and the fifth, Gam Yitnuva Guyim Ata Akatsim, Yechelu Me'at Mimasa Melech Vistarim. Omar Ulo Pasuk Zeb Alashon Aramin Emar. The Lashon of Yitnu in Aramaic is the Lashon of Vishnu in Hebrew, which is Vishinantam. Like we said, the title of Vishinantam is the Tanimun, like we say Tani. So therefore, we have to understand the pasuk as saying, "Yom Yitnu Baguim Atav Akaptim," meaning, "Itanu Kuhu Baguim." If all of them were learning now and they were scattered among the goyim, I would immediately be makabit to them and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. The Ma'at Mehem, but if it's only some of them who are learning, at least those Yecholu Mimasamelach V'Sarim, those are the ones that should be let off of the burdens of the king and so on. Yechalu is a lashon of bitul, like lo yachel devaro, not to be mevatel. So therefore, they should not be underneath the taxes that are imposed by Melech Vesorim. You are also over on the pasuk in Ketuvim, at Ketuvim, the fifth. Milda bilo v'halach lo shalichu nirma alehim. Now this was the message that was sent to the pachot, the rulers, the Persian rulers in Eretz Israel. So when Dariavesh sent the message to them as to how they were to treat the people that were coming to rebuild Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash, he said that those that were being osik in the Beit HaMikdash are hereby certified as being patur from Minda Bila Vahala, which still uses words for different types of taxes. So Rabbi Yehuda explains, Manza refers to Menat HaMelech, which is the standard taxes that are paid to everyone. Below, it refers to Kesef Gulgolta, which was a head tax, and Halak refers to Arnuna. Arnuna nowadays we use for municipal taxes. In those days, it was either, according to Rashi, it was a certain tithe that you would get from the Tzuas and from Behemoth, similar to our Meister Behemoth. Tosus learns that Halak or Arnuna has to be from the Lashon of Halak, of walking, and therefore he understands it to mean a gift that was given to the Shilton that would go from place to place. It was a traveling court, or the whatever representative of the king, and this every locality had to provide for as they came by. Rav Papa Ramay Akaya Chataka Yasin, Rav Papa placed a tax for digging a new well on Yitonid. And these were Yitonid Tanim, obviously. Omalai Rashisha Breda Ravina Rav Papa that Yoma Lom Yitro. How can you put a tax on them that they may not benefit from, because they're not the name Nechila since such time? And since over here you can never tell that you're going to strike water, then it may well be that you're taking a chance with their money that they can't be mochel on. As if you knew that this was definitely going to provide them with what they need, water, of course they pay for it. But if you're taking a chance, then how are they mochel the money for the chance? I take the money and deposit. If it turns out that we strike water, then fine, I use the money. If it turns out that we were unable to get water, I'll return it to them. Omer of Yehuda, Hakol Yidle Yafa, Afilu Miyatve. Everybody is responsible for the putting up gates that can be closed on the city. So Yidle, Rashi brings very often that Yidle is a lotion of doors, and it brings always from the same sugya. When they wanted to slam the doors, when they were having the political battle over there, in the city, they said, Shloku Gali, slam the doors. The Gali, that which opens, but also that which can be closed. So, and therefore, we understand Agle means the doors, and the Gapa would be the thing that closes the doors. So, in other words, it would mean, therefore, the bolt that would be put into the door of the city. And that's even from Yitzhak. Abba Rabbanan, let's make a Nitziruta, as we said yesterday. Rabbanan do not require a Nitziruta, and we'll talk about this again. And therefore, they don't participate in that. But Akol Lekari Apatia, Afilim Rabbanan, everybody has to participate in the physical needs of the city, like drinking water. So Kari Apatia, Rashi learns Patia is a lotion of cup. So Kari Apatia would mean digging a hole for the cup, for drinking water. Rabbi Yochanan learns Kari Apatia means digging up pieces, so that it means that if the road has junk on it, and so on, I call a kariapat, because Rabbanan also require a clear road. This is only if the people themselves are not going out. Now, we had this lesson before, that we had the chusa, with the samach, and the chusa would mean in work groups. So it's not correct for Rabbanan to go out in work groups. Here, Rashi has our girsa achluza, and he understands it to mean the lesson of hachraza. So in other words, as long as names aren't put up on a poll saying who's going to be doing the digging today, then it's okay. Abba Natsibach was a Rabbanan Lord, but they're Natsibach was in the Lord. The Rabbanan can pay money, but it's certainly not to be included in work gains. Ready Potach Vatsarot Vishnei Batsorah, there were some years of problematic agriculture, there was no rain and so on, and he opened up his food that he had stored. And he said, Nikansu Bale Mikra, Bale Mishnah, Bale Gimara, Bale Halakha, Bale Haggadah. Look, anybody who's learned Torah can come in and take my food. Aval Ami Haaretz, Ayi Kansu. I don't want any Ami Haaretz here. Dachak Rabbi Yonatan Ben Amram, Rabbi Yonatan Ben Amram comes in and pretends to be just a regular guy. Amalo Rebbe Parnaseni. So he asks Rebbe to give him food. Amalo Bini Karita. You've learned Torah, Amalo Shanita. Maybe from Mishnah, from Gemara, something. Amalo. So he says to me, came to my final sacrifice. How am I supposed to give you any? Well, what schus do you have to live? Amalei, Parnasini could kill us, the Kore. What if I'm a dog? And if I'm an Ore? If I could have both who did the dogs and all of them, why can't you be like him? Parnasini, so he gave it. But not like after he went out, Yosef, Rebbe become excited. Rebbe was miserable. I'm an Oily, Shinatati, Pitila, I'm Aret. What the heck got into me? I don't know. My emotions got overpowered my mind. And what am I supporting over your Amaratu? Omar Lafana Rabbi Shimon Baredi. So he said to him, Shema Yonatan Ben Amram Tamidecha. Well, you know what? I'll bet it was Yonatan Ben Amram. Well, who came in here, pretended to be an Amaret. Shenoro Tzeva Henot Mikhot Aram Niyamav. He's always been very careful that he should never get anything to care for Sarah. But Kul Vyashkat, they checked it out, and sure enough, it was Rabbi Yonatan Ben Amram. In which case, Rebbe understood that he was keeping people out that wouldn't want to benefit from their learning. And then Rebbe put out an announcement, Nikantu Akol, so then let everybody come in. Rebbe Latayne, and this not giving to Namaret, since Rebbe Lashitato, the Amar Rebbe, aim for Anut Bala Olam Alabishiyan Ayaret. The only reason that we have problems in the world, and the only reason we had the Batkar in the first place, was because of Ameyaret. There was a story, in fact, in Rebbe's community, Gahud, to make clear, the Shadowat Feria, they had put a special tax to make a new crown from Caesar on the people of Feria, that they were supposed to support it. Also the Kami to Rebbe, so the population, including the Amaris, come to Rebbe, and they said, at least for Rabbanim Ba'adam, the Rabbanim should participate in this tax, we can't afford it. Omrullah, no way. Omrullah, they told Rebbe, if that's the case, Arukinan, we're going to leave town, and let you deal with the government yourself. You'll pay the whole tax. So I'm like, I'll also leave, please. Also, Pargayans, the half of them left the town, though you are Pargay. The government left off half of the taxes, and we're reducing the tax by 50%. Also, Hani Pargay, I made a rabbi, so the other half comes to rabbi and says, we spoke there, we can't handle it, just prorate is the same. So they said, we for Rabbanim Ba'adam, let Rabbanim participate. I'm like, look, no way, Arukinan, we're going to run away. I'll also go. Arku Kulo, they all left except Pasha Ukove, the dry cleaner stayed in town, there's a lot of business coming on. So Shadu Akove, the government put the entire tax on that dry cleaning establishment. Or Akove, the U.S. town, Pokas, really are the camp of all tax. Omar Rebbe, the Rebbe says, no, the Yitzhak, Shinkurandu, Balolam, Elabishvil, Ameyaret. Now you see, it's clear that the only reason we had problems in the first place was because of the Ameyaret.
says the Gemara, Kami Eid, the year of the Egan Tehat year. It said over there that if you're there for 12 months, it's considered to be part of the city. Ask the Gemara, how could this be when it comes to the din of an year Hamidaka? So we have two completely din of Yilav versus Cheret for the people that had been not members of the city, but nonetheless worship Avodah Zarah. Those that were in the city also, besides getting a kula on their own Ishmita, also lose their property. So what defines being a member of the city? Because it says over there, only Yoshev Ya'ir Bechara, the Yikidan of Yoshev Ya'ir Bechara. If you're not a Yoshev Ya'ir, you have the normal din of Sila. So the din is like this. Hachamerit v'agamelet. If you have a caravan, Chamorim or Gemalim, Ha'odesi Makom L'Makom, Zolana B'tocha. These people were traveling and they stayed over for a while in a city. And then Hutcha'imahen, they worshipped Avodah Zarah together with the other people they were seduced along with the city. They personally are chai of skila, like any individual who worships Avodah Zarah, and their money is like anybody else's money. But in the Shtarajam Shloshim Yom, now note over here this year is 30 days, not 12 months, then they become members of the city, and Haim Besayit, instead of getting skila, they're chai of cherev, umamonam avad, but then their money is burned along with the rest of the property of the city. So you see that which defines someone as being a Yosheva here is 30 days, not 12 months. There's a big difference between being Yoshevei Ha'ir, which is the lashon of Yitzuvei Mata, and being a Ben Ha'ir. If you're a Ben Ha'ir, you have to be there for 12 months unless you buy the house. So in order to be Chayev, it means that the Ben Ha'ir is Chayev, it's a 12-month thing. In Tanya, we see this reflected in Hilchot Nidorim, Hamudar Hana'ami Anshei Ha'ir. Somebody who answers having any hanah from a Ben Yerushalayim, let's say, from a man who is a member of this city, but it means only someone who's been there for 12 months, or she is famous for Kodesh. He's also a Hanot Bimeno. So it becomes mutar. But if he says from anyone with a Yoshev Ha'ir, then Koshin Eshkaheshan Shloshin Yom, Asil Adot Bimeno, Pachot Mikan, Mutar Lanot Bimeno. So we see from here there's a difference between Yoshev Ha'ir and Bnei Ha'ir, even in Lashon Bnei Adam, Megabei Yudarim. I think we should stop here, do our sin, and we will continue Bezrat. Huh? Yeah, I just think we're really running out of time. I mean, the two guys right here, I'm sorry. Yeah. So I think Marva called me like me being on your day. You're saying that in order to be a Ben Ha'ir, it's 12 months for everything? Well, it's on your Shloshim Yom Latamchu, Shoshah Kodashim Lekupa, Shishah Lekstut, Tishah Lekura, Shnei Masa Lepasei Ha'ir. Here we see that there's totally different measurements for different needs of the city. So when it comes to participating in the Tamchu of food that's given out to Aminim, it's 30 days. So the Kupa Shal Tzedakah, the cash for that is 3 months to be in the city. To be a member of the clothing to support the poor, that's 6 months. To provide for burial of the poor, you have to be in town for 9 months. And for the things that now we were talking about before, which is to actually provide building things and walls and so on. So the Paseya here, over there, we're talking about Shnei Matzah Chodesh. So here you said Shnei Matzah Chodesh in the Mishnah was Masha for everything. The Mishnah indeed, it was referring, as you can see from the whole context, the context was talking about the walls and the doors and so on, that in Akinani, Shnei Matzah Chodesh, it didn't imply that everything is the same. There will be some Abad Mitzvah Hatzah to do the next month. Okay. So would the 9 be okay? Would you make a Shabbat? Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah? Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I see you. Okay, so we're on, again, Ketam and Aleph. The two dots from the bottom, first the dots from the bottom. Remember about the Amr Abiyah, we were in the middle of talking about things that we'll collect from Yitzhomim, the things that we'll not collect from the Rabbanan in the city. We will collect for Pasei Ha'ir. Pasei Ha'ir, we said, are the things that are required for the Shmirah of the city, like the bull pasei, means literally boards, and things that you'll put around the fence or the doors to keep them shut and so on. So that comes Hafilu Miyasamim, because Yasamim certainly are nene from whatever Shmirah the city has. The Rabbanan, as we've already shown, do not require Shmirah. They use the power of the force. All of the milta, kol milta the Islam, amine afilu miyatsin. The general rule is, anything that the Yitzhomim derive direct benefit from is collected even from Yitzhomim. Rabba, lama tzedaka yatsin the Beibar Merion. Beibar Merion, we've met many times, they were very choshuva people who were central in many charitable activities around the world.
And when the children were left Yitamim, even though normally we would not take charity from Yitamim, Rava collected charity from them for purposes of things that were not the benefits to them. Now, how could he do that? We just said that the Kalal is only things that are beneficial to them personally. Even the most important tzedakah, which as we'll see, is to be podesh shvuyim, people that have been kidnapped, to buy them back. Even that we don't go and take money from Yitzhakim for. How could you do this? I did this in order to be machshiv them, so that they would be able to maintain the tremendous influence that their family had on the public works and so on, and like this, they would be forgotten, and then they'd have to start all over again. If they continue the estate of Bar Marion, it's well worth it for them that they should be viewed as a source of charitable donations. We've already met Shvor Malka at the Sion, and we were talking about Shvor Malka, sometimes refers to Shmuel, and there Rashi and Tosfos says it was referring to Shvor Malka himself, personally. And he was mikurav to halakha. He was a very intelligent, well-read, and aware of Torah person. His mother. This was the period in which the Persians, Spanishidis, I think it's called. Not this. No. This was the time of Shmuel. This was the time of the Moroyan. Amoroyan. There was an upswell of Persian things in it. Shapur, he is in English, it's King Shapur. He was an emperor. When we call him Shvor Malka, they view him as an emperor. So here in the areas that were once both on farms became like Iran, Iran basically. It was sort of that nasty looking. Salacid or some S-A-L-A-S-S-I-D, what's it called? Anyway, you're supposed to know these things, but you're saying left instead of right. I hear. Anyway, so his mother was called Ephra Hurmes. Now, Ephra Hurmes, it's interesting because Rashi says that Ephra, it's very interesting because the end of Messiah ends with the words Apir Yon Namtel Rebbe Shimon, which is said by Shvor Malka. Rashi points out that Shvor Malka's mother's name is Ephra, which is the same lesson of Apir Yon, which is a lesson of charm, fame. Rashi elsewhere says that Hurmes is the name of a demon, so it means she had the demon's charm. If we were saying English, right? Which we call like a very charming, dangerous girl a demon, right? That's what they call it, Ephra Hurmes. But Tosfos says that Hurmes, on the contrary, Hurmes is the godlike element in Zoroastrianism. You have the Gemara contrast to Hurmes' upper part of the person with the Hurmim, with Barlimita, who is a shade. So this is the contrast of shade, in which case it actually refers to the presence of God, which is the name of the Shina, so to speak, in their term. So it would be the Chain of the Shina, would be her name. So anyway, she was the mother of Shvor Malka. She would often do various mitzvahs, and she sent an arnaki, the dinar, the kamzer of Yosef. She sent an entire wallet full of golden dinarim to Rabbi Yosef and told him that she wanted to use the amra lahavim a mitzvah rabba. She wanted to use for an important mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef, of course, wanted to be mekayim what her orders were. So he was kama'ayin, but he was trying to work out what would satisfy the requirements of a mitzvah rabba. Abaye suggested to Rabbi Yosef, look, we just had what Shmuel bar Yehuda said in the Braita, that ein poskim tzedakah le'yatamim afilu l'pidyon shvuyim, which implies that pidyon shvuyim is the greatest charitable act that one could do. Shmanim afidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabban. And that proves that would certainly be included under mitzvah rabban. Amalei rabba l'rabba bar mori, you know how milsadam rabban and the pidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabban. Why do we take for granted that Pidyon Shvuyim is called the Mitzvah Rabba? Everybody, like, that's the ultimate. They always, where do we really get that from? Actually, it's based on a pasuk. So it says like this, that Nakadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu, when you give your Nevi'ahs, your Jeremiah, and they ask you, so what's going to be with us? And they say, where are we going? So you tell them where you're going. That those of you who are lucky enough to die will die. Those who will be murdered will be murdered. Those who will starve to death will starve. And those who are going to captivity will go into captivity. And we know from Rabbi Yochanan,
Each step in this pasuk is worse than the step before. So that because cherev is kasha mimavet, to be murdered is worse than dying a natural death. Yibay same akrav, yibay same asfar. I mean, that I can prove this is logical, but also perfect. Yibay same asfar, haikam minva, haikam akam minva. I mean, one is his body is cut up, and the other one is body is intact. Yibay same akrav. So the pasuk says yokar be'ini Hashem amatzalak hasidav. So the meaning of yokar be'ini Hashem means that Hashem views that as valuable, that it should be a natural death for hasidav. And the next stage is rav is kasher mikarev. Again, yibaytein asvara. It's reasonable that hunger is a worse death than being murdered from the pharaoh, because first of all, I come to pharaoh, I look on a pharaoh. I mean, the sword is swift, and the hunger is lingering. And it's a pasuk in Eicha. So Vima, you call alei Pharaoh, and you call alei Ra'al, to the perish. Better would have been, by the siege, better would have been that they would have been murdered, rather than to have been slowly starved to death. Shvi kashem ekulam. And Shevi, being in captivity, which is pidyon shvuyim, therefore, is so important to kulam yitnu there. Because they're in a position which all of the above can be caused. And they're open to any combination here, depending on how people will treat them. Now, halacha is that we collect the kupa shel tzedakah with two people, and we give it out for three people. Why do we need two people? No position that empowers people over the tzibur is ever given to less than two people. No one individual will be given an authority. Yeah, it doesn't have to answer to anybody. We'll see if we're going to ask what's the authority over here. We'll talk about it. When mitchalek et shlosha, the reason that we need three people to be mechalek is because basically they are acting as a court. They are determining what money to give to what people for their needs. What do they need? Let's take the name of this by posturing what they're supposed to be getting out of this money for their need to have a debt. The Tamchori was the soup kitchen that was collected every day and was given out. I'm saying, nigbeit fresh food. This is nigbeit b'shlosha, mechaleket b'shlosha. There you have three people for the givui, because shegivuyah b'chalukah shavim. The truth is that if it is given immediately, it's ridiculous. What are you supposed to do? Collect, then call up somebody else to come in, get the third guy, give it out, and collect to the next guy, call up the guy again, and so does the kupah is given out once a week. So over there, right, so for the giving out, you have a third person that's involved. Well, what does he have to be there all the time for? But the tamtui requires constant tipul, so it doesn't make sense to have it separated. It's done one after the other, and it continues a series, so the three people should be there the whole time. Tam Chui is the Chol Yom, Kufa Me'erev Shabbos, Me'erev Shabbos.
Tam Chui, Chol Yom,
the people come to it. It's possible. We go around in the Chalakot, too. I mean, it's a different. Then tell us then.
Why don't you
tell us?
Instead of two people, and it would
exclude us. So does IDT. Tam Chui La'aniyei Olam, Kufa La'aniyei Ha'ir. The Tam Chui is for local, anybody who happens to be local. In other words, people walking through, and they're coming in, schnorrers or whatever, anybody who needs food gets the food from the tamkui. But the kupa is selected specifically as responsibility for the aniyim that live in the city and that are known about, and so on, that's given out once a week. U'l-sha'im b'nei ha'ir la'asot kupa tamkui v'tamkui kupa. U'l-sha'im l'talak o ma'ashir too. In fact, the b'nei ha'ir, if this is done with a community effort, and this is done with the rights of the city council, whoever is in charge, we'll discuss, have a right to change the initial funding that was meant to be given for a coupon. They can use it for the tamtui if they don't even have funds to provide for food, or vice versa. If they have funds, they want to change it to something special needs that they have for the coupon, they can change it. In fact, they can change it for kol mash use, so they can change it for any use that they want. Now, this is a big mafokus. We're showing what any use means. Does any use mean any use as long as it's for aniyim? Because since it was given for aniyim, it would be gezel aniyim. Or are community funds not given to aniyim? They're only the aniyim that the community assigns them to the aniyim. If they change their mind about where the funds are muadim, then they can change their mind and use it for building a bank connection or something. That is a major machlokas. Furthermore, a community is allowed to pass laws, local ordinances, that have to do with the midot, in other words, what they insist the weights and measures are in the community. If they want to add a certain amount or subtract, and that should be the local usage of midot, they can do that. Halasharim, they can also be koveya price control, if necessary. The Alskarpovim, and they can impose wage control. Ulahatia al kitatan, and they can move you with various ways, like monetary fines or whatever, to do what it is that they have agreed on if you are a member of the community. We'll get you, we'll move you in the right direction. Right? It comes from the same word. I mean, it's used, you know, it's used as a key to it, I mean, to impose your will on someone. But that's where it comes from. You say authorities, if you have like a port authority or an authority of some kind, it always involves two people. Where do we know this one? Omer of Nathan and Markel, they heimiku et hazahav. It says over here, heim, like the heimiku, whatever. Obviously, there has to be a they. If it's not they that people can complain about, and it's a him, then it's not an authority. There's got to be a they somewhere. But that means, and they cannot be put into a position of authority which they can force things out of you. However, the issue over here, you'll note, we did not say that the reason we need to have two people to collect is because we don't trust one person to collect, because they have a tzrara. Shemar will ask what that tzrara is, and it turns out that it's the ability to impose actual liens on the property, go in there and take their TVs, whatever, in order for them to fill their charity requirements. That's the tzrara. So if it's just a question of collection, then it would be okay even for one person to be trusted on a collection. And where do we know that? We'll see. This is a riot for Rebbe Chanina. The Yomer Rebbe Chanina, Ma'aseh, Umina Rebbe, Shnei Achina Alakufa. Rebbe, in fact, appointed two brothers to be the ones in charge of the money that was coming in to the kupah. And the two brothers are one person. In other words, in terms of the halacha, they don't have anything that's with Nemanot. They're viewed as being the same individual, because we don't trust one for the other. Now, you say that there's a srara. What exactly is a srara on a kupa shel tzedakah? Well, the other nothing. Remember, well, the tishin and mashkenim ala tzedakah. That's the bearer of Shabbat. You can force people to pay out money for charity, even if it's Erev Shabbos, and the guy is saying, look, you know, it's Erev Shabbos, I'm very busy, I can't get to my money right now. Come back on Sunday, you can walk into his house, and you can take away things you wanted to provide for the doctor. It says the Gemara, but is that true? Can you? Doesn't it say, Ufakhariti al-tolo kasada, but it also says that I am going to take my vengeance on all those who pressure my people, and all those who pressure, there is a question of Bar Martha, Mishmei Durab, Afilo Agabe, Tzedakah. There's these first people going on collecting Tzedakah, like these guys bring envelopes and everything, they say, fun. So the people who cause the pressure, they will also be remembered by the Lord. So apparently you're not allowed to pressure people. Well, Kasha, I don't need other law. I need one refers to people who are rich and can afford being pressured, and they, in fact, should be pressured, and that's why there's a throw out. And one refers to those who you don't know that they can do anything.
What is
the Shulchan? The Shulchan? That's for law to
pressure.
Well, yeah, you're talking like Gabay Tzedakah. That's a charitable thing. It's not to keep the law. So Tzedakah Shulchan is in terms of keeping the law. But the truth is that it also, the Rambam learns that the Tzedakah Shulchan, it also includes utilizing those Shulchan for the Takana of the Tzedakah of any type. And it's important, but we have to first establish that. We can just learn it out of Shulchan. Kihad Rava, for instance, Rava forced Rav Nathan Ba'ami and took from him 400 zuz, an enormous amount of money for tzedakah. Hamaskilim yazhiru kizohar harakia. Who are these maskilim that will shine like the shine of the firmament itself? And then he goes on to say, matzikei harabim kikochavim, Olam Ve'ed. So maskilim yazhiru kizohar harakia refers to a judge who is Dayan Shadam Din Emet La'amito. Instead of simply listening and following procedure, he finds out the truth, and he twists things around to force witnesses out of a picture if he doesn't trust them, so on and so forth. Matzikei rabim kikochavim le'olam ve'ed refers to gabei tzedakah. The matnita son of the bride says, "Hamatzilim yaziru kizohar rekiah," refers both to a dayan shadam din emet la'amito, and also to gabei tzedakah. So that's the light that does come in a particular source, the light of the rakia itself. Matzikei rabim kikochavim le'olam ve'ed refers to malamdei tinokot. So school teachers are similar to kochavim, in the sense that the fires that they light burn on. Or my grandfather, that's all, would always say, right? The kokavim looked very small, but certainly people look down. It's, well, he's just a teacher. Like, you know, you look at the beautiful sun. You look at a star and you say, yeah, it's just a tiny pinpoint of light. But the fact is, it could be a thousand times bigger than the sun. So that's the chart that these people that you look down on, this thing, just little spots, are actually kokavim. Because that one's in front of the star, and it's tremendous in front of the sun. Well, that's why I just goes together with the Gemara about putting limits on salaries. When you say Malanda Kinoz, you mean every school teacher? You mean Amarad? No. Run a school of Ashilas. Now, I'm referring to someone like Shmuel Bar Shilas, is totally dedicated. And once Rob met Shmuel Bar Shilas in a garden, Amalei, what the heck? You waste some time in the garden. Shafti and Munaf, what's going on? You've given up your Nemanut and you're trying to get some hair? Amalei, so he told Rav, listen, I haven't been in my garden for 13 years. What do you think I'm walking around thinking about how to deal with these kids? So if the Rakia is given to the Bayan and the Gabor Shabbat, and the Kechavim are given to the Malanda Kinokos. So what do the Rabbanim, what are the Rabbanim compared to them? Those are the real source of light in the world. Amravina v'o'avav kitzeit ha-shemesh v'gurato. Ken Rabbanu gaba itzaka, inan v'sha'in v'prosh zeh mizeh, ha-botoresh zeh v'sha'ar v'zeh v'chanut. So a gaba itzaka should not move away one from the other, because then people will say, he's come alone. Apparently he wants to steal. Now that we're so bad, if it's true, so now it's very suspicious. However, they can go in different directions and they're collecting. So one can go to the gates of the city, one can go to the store. As long as people see that they're working in tandem. Mm-hmm. Or if they're in tandem, then they understand that somebody else is there also to keep an eye on things. If a guy like Tzedakah finds money on the floor, which is his, obviously, he should not put it into his pocket. Well, you've made Matoski, so people will say, there he goes, pocketing money. And he should put it into the pouch that he's carrying for the collection. He should go on the day when he comes to his house. He can take it for himself, you think. He goes, say, well, not only that, Shiva has your own money. Let's say a guy owes him $1,000, $100, and pays him up in the market. He shouldn't take the money and put it in his pocket. People will say, it was obviously God giving him a bunch of bucks. Because you have all the day, so he's lame. When he comes to the house, he's tired to pick it up. If Gaboy Tzedaka have a lot of pennies that they collected, in those days the pennies were real copper, and the copper was sent to oxidize really quickly. So you would always try to turn your copper in for silver. Yeah. So, but they should not be prorate the copper for themselves. Because people will say, they're probably giving themselves a real good deal. They're giving them a good exchange rate. So they should therefore do it for other people. If you have the food kitchen that don't have any aniyim, they can sell the food, but they should sell the food to other people, not to themselves, because again, people will say, they're buying sheep. Money of tzedakah should not be counted. And here there's a number of different traffic when it says in terms of counting. Some learn this is going back to the part-time tomorrow. But in any event, it means that he shouldn't take two at a time and count by twos, because people might think, look, there's two and he's probably only counting one. He'll be moving two at a time. Rabbi never would sit down on the mat in the Beit HaKnesset because he knew that they had used money from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah to buy those mats. But Kima Deshama Lahad Tanya L'Shanota L'Chol Ma Sheyirtzeh. Yirtzeh, after he heard that the city council has a right to utilize those funds, then Havayasi. Then he said, he's afraid it was stealing. The cushions. Furthermore, Rabbi used to take a trouble of having two completely different envelopes. You know, one would say Kaddish Nisa and Mavent, and the other one would say Moos Kitem or something like that. And here there was money that was given for local, and that's the coupon. And then there's money that the farm was given to the Ani, which were money that could be given out for the town poor. And he kept it in separate containers. When he heard that Shmuel had told Rav Avadini, who was the gabbai in Shmuel's town, that you don't have to do that. Avi Chatki, so what you should do is make one wallet and make up Vasnel and make up with the city council that you have a right to determine, because anyway they have a right to switch to use it. So make up that they give you the right to use your judgment and to what monies you're going to apply to what things anyway. That way you don't have to worry about it. Rav Ashi says, I don't even have to do that. I'm not, Rav Ashi was the guy by Tzedakah, who actually, I mean, people would send him Tzedakah to give out. He was a very great and reliable person. So he said, I'm not the Anamilo City. I don't even have to get the resources of the city council. The holder calls, he got that type of deal. Any money that's coming in, if the person comes, he's only coming because I'm here. He's getting it because of my God. He's not giving it for anybody else. Why should I have to ask the city council at all? So he indeed wasn't master. Now we said that you have a right, the community has a right to define local ordinances. But that also means that a community doesn't necessarily mean a city. A community means any group, like a union, can define what union membership requires, right? So here they had a number of tabachim. Some do not have the use of bay tray, because bay tray would mean that even a personal agreement would have the same status, and that's very, very dubious. In fact, the box takes it out, and it's clear from the post, it doesn't say bay tray. In other words, what happened over here is that the butchers in the community got together, and what they did was, is they said that different people have a right to sell at different times. I mean, what's the point of fighting each other? And then, you know, we'll take different days in which, because at that point you couldn't store meat. Mm-hmm. There was no refrigeration. You had to know that you could get rid of your animals in order to make it worthwhile to chef. So they made up that Kol Mandav is human atavre. Anybody who sells on a day that was his friend's day, then Mikru Lamashe, that the skin of the animal, the other butcher should come in and rip it up, which is a significant loss of money for him.
Also, the first is breaking like a gentleman's agreement.
Well, no, we're saying it's more than a gentleman's agreement. That there's a right to pass laws. It's a vasia. So there's a right to pass laws and to enforce with fines.
Right.
And therefore, he gets can rip up his skin. Not his skin, his animal skin. So anyway, one of them did this. The other butchers came and tore up, ripped up the skin, which was quite a lot. Also the kind of Rava, so he sued. And Rava, Chayzu or Rava Lashanoni, and Rava said the butchers have to pay him for the wound skin. So Eisei Rabbi Yemer Barshavi and Rava, Rabbi Yemer Barshavi asked Rava, why weren't they absolutely in the right to rip up the skin? There's a lot of Tiyati Satan. They have a right to enforce their rule, and they made a rule. Lo hadarei Rava. Rava didn't answer. Amr Papa Shapar of the Lo hadarei Midi. Rava knew exactly why he wasn't answering. First of all, it was a long question, was an embarrassing question, because the truth is that the fact that a union would be able to make that kind of definition is only hanimili hefet elect adam chashuv. It's only where there's no one in the community whose word is law, basically, for everyone, and therefore there's nobody to talk to, so you have no choice but to make a mutual layman agreement. If there's somebody that is running the community as a whole, get out some amrata coming together, making a deal, this is what we want to do. You go and you discuss it with the head of the community. And Rava was at Adam Gadol, was an head of the community, and asked, what do you expect him to say to you? But, well, I'm an unimpressive. He just ignored the question. It was obvious to him that it didn't apply in this case. Well, it's pretty good to be subject to tomorrow, huh? Yes.